And welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. The time of Lent is now upon us. Lent is a period of fasting and prayer observed by many Christians throughout the world. Lent is a time to prepare for the celebration of Easter, or the resurrection of Jesus Christ, through prayer, penitence, charity, and sacrifice. Fasting and prayer helps Christians draw closer to God. So during Lent, it is a tradition for many to eat simple vegetarian meals and to make some other change or sacrifice in order to purify themselves for the Lord. Whatever acts of devotion we may choose during Lent or at any other time, it is to put our heart and faith in God. Today we are preparing a lovely green split pea soup in honor of this holy time. The great thing about split peas is that they are high in fiber and protein. 1/4 cup serving of split peas provides 9 grams of fiber and 9 grams of protein. To make the soup, we will need 2 cups of green split peas, 1 potato peeled and diced into 1/4-inch dice, 1 piece of celery chopped, 1 carrot chopped, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and we're using organic ingredients whenever possible. 1 bay leaf, and this is optional. A bay leaf or a piece of kombu seaweed in a bean soup helps make the soup more digestible. We'll also use 1 teaspoon of sea salt and black pepper to taste. We'll also do 2 cups of vegetable broth and 4 cups of water. To make the soup, first peel and dice your potato and chop all the vegetables. And then you can add 2 tablespoons of olive oil to the skillet. And then the onions. And stir those around a little bit. And next, the carrot. And the celery. And you'll want to saute all this together until it starts to get soft for about 5 minutes. Okay, it's been about 5 minutes and the onions and carrots and celery are beginning to get soft. So we'll just continue to stir them around. And now we can add the potatoes. And stir those around. And now the green split peas. And if you don't have green, you can use any color split peas for this. And stir that around. And now we can add our vegetable broth, 2 cups of vegetable broth, and 4 cups of water. And you can bring that up to a boil over high heat, and once it starts to boil, then you can turn it down to a simmer and cover it. At this time, we'll also want to add the bay leaf. After you add the bay leaf, you can add about 1 teaspoon of salt. We're using sea salt. fresh ground. And about a quarter teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper, or to taste. And stir that all around, bring it to a boil, and then cover it and reduce the heat to a simmer. And you'll want to cook this for about 1 hour, stirring occasionally until the peas are very soft and the soup is thick. You might want to cook it for an hour and then try it. I find that after an hour and a half, it's even softer and very good. Split pea has been cooking for about an hour. It looks like this, and it begins to get thicker. If you would like it to be a little bit thinner, you can add some extra water. If you like it more thick, then you can just continue to cook it the way it is. And just continue to stir it and cook for another 15 minutes or half an hour. Our split pea soup is now ready to be served. It's been cooking for a little over an hour, and as you can see, it has thickened up quite a bit and is a lovely light green color with the orange carrots and white potatoes. And we'll serve the split pea soup with a fresh organic salad. We made our salad using organic romaine and mixed baby green lettuces, as well as organic tomatoes and cucumbers and carrots. But you can use whatever fresh organic vegetables you have on hand. And we'll also serve it with some vegan whole grain, vegan buttered toast. So we've invited a guest to come and try the meal. Welcome, Brent.
Hello.
Would you like to try the soup that we made?
Yes, I would.
All right. Here you go.
Thank you.
Bon appetit.
Wow, that's very good, very tasty.
Yeah, well, we're glad that you like it. Lent is traditionally a season of penitence, reflection, and prayer, and it's the tradition during Lent to eat very light meals, sometimes just one meal a day. So if you serve this soup with a fresh organic salad and some toast, it provides plenty of nutrients and is very satisfying.
Very nice.
Yeah. So thank you for coming to try our split pea soup, and thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. May a ray of light shine in our minds and enlighten us with the pure love of our Creator. See you next time.
Join us this Sunday on Our Noble Lineage for a deeper exploration of Lenten traditions and their historical and contemporary significance. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.